This is Dugarus Masculus Migtal Flyeris. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and Migtal, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dugarus. This is flyer number 4-4, entitled Spelling It Out to Teenage Fluffies. Description. This flyer is addressed to 16-year-old girls. It spells out clearly that if they don't study fit major topics, calculus and the sciences, in their final 2 years at high school, they will end up being manless, loveless, babyless, and poor in their 30s when they are unable to find a manslave to parasite on. The flyer itself. Spelling it out to teenage fluffies. This flyer is aimed at 16-year-old girls. You are about to make one of the biggest decisions of your lives that will have repercussions on you getting a future husband, having a baby, and your standard of living. So please pay attention. It is really, really important for you. You're about to decide for your junior and senior years at high school whether you will study the soft option or the hard option, or as you might call it euphemistically, the career option or the
creative option.
In concrete terms, it means you have to choose whether to study calculus and the sciences on the one hand, or the less analytic subjects on the other, such as English literature, history, languages, etc. If you choose not to study calculus and the sciences in the final 2 years of high school, that is the hard option, then that choice will have consequences, and perhaps, and in fact very probably, severe consequences for you for the rest of your life. I hope I'm beginning to scare you, because that is the intention. So what will probably happen to you if you choose not to study the hard option? In a nutshell, you will probably not only not have a baby, you will probably not even get a man. And if that happens, you may spend the rest of your life manless, loveless, babyless, and poor. Why do I say this? To understand why, you need to know some background facts that I give you now. In the 70s, the fluffy feminists took over the divorce courts. A fluffy is a masculist mens liber label for a traditional woman who expects to be able to parasite on a man's money. She expects she will find some manslave who will pay for a middle-class house that she can have her kids in. The feminists were powerful in the 70s and persuaded male feminist gender politicians to create new divorce laws that were highly favourable to fluffy wives and toxic to the divorcing husbands. About one married father in four in today's America will be financially massacred by a divorce. He will typically, A, lose custody of his kids with about 90% probability. B. He will lose his house to his ex-wife, who will use it to raise her kids in. C. He'll have to pay child support to kids he will barely see, maybe twice a month on weekends. D. If his wife is a fluffy, he may have to pay her alimony so that she can remain being a fluffy after the divorce the way she was before the divorce, with no legal or moral obligation on her to become a FIP, financially independent person, and stop living off her ex-husband's money. Young men watched what was happening to their fathers and older male friends and came to the conclusion that marriage is toxic. With the odds of a married man being one in four being financially massacred in a divorce, it's not surprising that young men have decided that these odds are too risky and have decided to boycott marriage and having kids. The reality in the US today is that about 70%, so two-thirds of young men under 35 refuse to marry and refuse to have kids. By the time you are in your 30s with your biological clock ticking hard, you will look around for some man to be father of your kids and to help pay for them. But by the time you are in your 30s, that is two decades later, the proportion of men who will be willing to take the risk of being financially massacred in a fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system will probably be under 10%. By then, most males will have the attitude that only dumb, uninformed men marry nowadays, they don't know about the toxicity of divorce. In the US, half of marriages end in divorce. In Belgium, it's 70%. 70% of marriages of divorces are started by women. So potentially about a third, that's 0.5 times 0.7 equals 0.35. So potentially about a third of divorcing husbands in the US could be financially massacred. Since not all divorcing wives want to destroy their ex-husbands financially, the actual figure is closer to about a quarter of married men have their lives destroyed by vindictive, bitter, divorcing wives. Okay, that's the background knowledge. So how does it affect you and your choice whether or not to choose the hard option? You can probably guess already where all this is going. Largely, as a result of the toxicity for men of the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce courts, men's lib groups started up. One branch is called MGTOW, Men Going Their Own Way, who are men who refuse to marry and refuse to have kids. They spend their money on themselves and utterly refuse to be manslaves to fluffies, whom they see as immoral, parasitic, manslaving vermin, to be wiped out, not by killing them, but by refusing to have relationships with them, forcing them to rot on the shelf to extinction. Some MGTOWs don't even date or sex women. Others date and sex women, but that's all. When the woman starts talking seriously about having kids, she gets dumped. Many MGTOWs live the so-called TWEF lifestyle, that is 2A, 2F, equals two apartments, two FIPs, financially independent persons. That is, the man and the woman have a relationship with each of them being FIPs and each having their own apartment. There's no marriage, no kids, and no financial parasitism of one on the other, because both are FIPs. When the relationship fails, they return to their own apartments. There's no divorce because there's no marriage, no child payments because no children, no alimony because the woman is a FIP. Let's jump ahead 2 decades, when you are in your 30s and your biological clock is ticking and you want a kid. Well, you're not going to get one easily. Probably by then, about 90% of men will refuse to give you a kid. You could go to a bar and pick up some male slob and get pregnant from him. But the quality of the kid you'll have will be a big disappointment in your later life. So if you want to have a kid, until the gender politicians change the gender laws, for example, making the divorce laws fair to men and bringing in a para, that's paternity rejection right, so that men are given the right to reject an unwanted pregnancy, in brackets, equivalent to the MARA, maternity rejection right, the way women can since the 70s, commonly called the abortion right. The fact that no country has a para is a major sexual discrimination against men and makes the MGTOWs and masculists, men's livers, very angry. So, no kid, but how about even getting a man? If you become a FIP, starting to get the picture, you might be able to persuade some FIP male to twee-twef with you, so at least you may get a man and get regular sex and companionship, but no kid. But say you are a fluffy, hoping to find some manslave, some robot male, who is prepared to pay for you to live in the middle-class house that you cannot afford to buy yourself because you are a fluffy. What will your fate be if you are a fluffy? Pretty grim. You won't get a man. Men will sex you with an attitude of pump and dump because they see you as only a cunt on legs. They will quickly learn that you are a fluffy and that you need a manslave to have a decent standard of living. But in 2 decades, fluffies will be shunned, avoided like the plague, because masculism, men's lib, will be as much part of the social fabric as is feminism now. Nearly all men will avoid fluffies. They will absolutely refuse to be manslaves to fluffies. So you will be used sexually. You'll be pumped and dumped in a regular pattern, and you will not find a man, with high probability, who is prepared to have a kid with you and is prepared to pay for most of the costs involved. You may become increasingly bitter towards men, moaning, "Where have all the good men gone?" Your fluffy moaning will only repel men all the more, and you will lock yourself into a vicious circle. Your fluffiness will make the fit males avoid you. They will choose only fit women to have twee-twef relationships with. They won't go near fluffy. So let's spell it out. If you choose to study the soft option for the next 2 years in high school, you'll be excluded from studying FIP major subjects at university, such as the professions, medicine, dentistry, architecture, law, etc., or the techs, math, physics, computer science, engineering, chemistry, etc. Because these FIP majors have the prerequisites for entry into their departments at university, a knowledge of high school calculus and the sciences. In other words, no calculus, no baby. If you choose to study the soft options at 16, you will be forced to study what the masters call fluffy crap at university. That is, the soft options subjects such as English literature, history, philosophy, sociology, psychology, women's studies, anthropology, etc. These soft option majors will cause you to earn a lot less money after you graduate than the professions and the techs, that is, the FIP majors. You will then be much more likely to be unable to afford on your own to buy a middle class house, so you'll start looking around for some manslave, some robot male, to have him pay for your lifestyle. But you won't find one, very probably, because the supply of such men will have dried up by the time you are in your 30s. Women then will be under enormous moral pressure to be FIPs. Society will be using slogans such as be FIP or be manless. Fluffies can rot on the shelf. No calculus, no baby. You will not get a man, and you will not have a baby, and you will live a rather impoverished life because you are not a FIP. You can't afford a middle-class lifestyle because you do not have a FIP major education at university. You are excluded from entering the FIP major departments at university because you did not take FIP major subjects at high school. You chose the soft option, the fluffy crap option, and now you are paying the price. You are now a fluffy. You are shunned by society. You are manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and poor. And it's all your own damn fault, because you are too lazy to woman up to tackle the hard option. So there you have it, young woman. You should study the hard option when you're 16, or you'll have a miserable future, as is spelled out above. If you at least want to get a man in a twee-twef relationship, then you must be a FIP. If you do become a FIP, I hope you will join men, MGTOWs, masculists, in pushing the gender politician to make the gender laws, divorce, para, etc., men fair. Only then will men be prepared to start having kids again. If men continue to refuse to marry and have kids, then with the younger generation reproducing only a third of their number, the US population gets wiped out in a mere century. A third of a third of a third of a third is about 1%. So the US population is decimated. The gender politicians must react sooner or later. With you becoming a FIP and joining with the MGTOWs and masculists to put political pressure on the gender politicians, perhaps you can help in turning things around. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo De Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name, De Garis, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers.